Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
Good morning, Dee. How are
Good
you doing?
morning. I'm well, and yourself?
You know, I can't complain. I see you're in Arizona. I'm calling from northern Minnesota. It's what we call a duck day up here. Ducks love it. It's a cold rain in the low 30s, and the snow is finally leaving.
Good.
Days like this, I wish I was in Arizona.
Understood.
I'm calling, Dee, because somebody maliciously charged a product with your firm through our credit card. I'm trying to figure out. It's not big numbers. They're easy to miss. I just finished with one earlier, $25 out in Florida, and yours is $60. And fortunately, I watch our credit card account real close. And I'd like to, I'm sure somebody gave it to you who somehow stole it online, and I can't figure out how that happened. You might be able to help me if you can give me the mailing address it was sent to, because it sure wasn't sent up to us. It went somewhere else. What do I need to give you in terms of information so you can investigate that, or do you need to send this call to a supervisor or something?
Okay, let me take a look at the account and see what you were charged with. Can I start off by giving you a zip code?
Okay. See, I'm an old-timer, and you speak very young and fast. Congratulations.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I enjoy listening to young people. Anyway, in your speech nowadays, you need
your zip code.
55741.
Thank you. Your first.
No, excuse me. That 55744. That's double fours at the.
Oh, okay. No problem. Okay, and your first and last name?
Robert. Last is Rolfs. It may show my wife's name, which would be Laveda.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, for security purposes, can you confirm your address, please?
Yes, before I do that, and I will if necessary, can you be help with the reference ID that shows on my credit card billing statement?
I do have an order ID number.
Oh. How about if I give you a dollar amount?
A dollar?
The amount we were billed for. It was on 4/7, April 7, 2022, of course. Will that help? It's $59.89.
Okay.
That making sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does. But I want to make sure I have the right account pulled up. So can you confirm your address, please?
Yes, I can. This is Grand Rapids, Minnesota zip. I already gave you 55744. And our road address is 35049, which is also our total county address.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that, or do you need the road number too?
South Shoal Lake Road.
You got it. That's us. Very good.
Okay.
We're on that same page.
Great.
For your information, you might want to find out where you have what you have for a shipping address on that order, or whatever it was. I don't even know, but my wife and I both know we didn't order anything on that specific day for certain. I keep a journal on that.
It looks like the shipping address is the same. So do you recall back on the 7th entering a contest to win a mixer?
No, we did not.
Okay.
We don't do that. A contest for a mixer?
Yes, sir.
No, ma'am. We don't. In fact, we've got a very good mixer that we would never replace.
Got it.
So, well, we sure never got that in the mail.
Yeah, it was a contest entry to win the mixer.
A contest, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So where did the money actually go?
So the reason for the charge is because along with the contest entry, included a monthly subscription to our meal planning app called Bite Hub.
Okay. That's exactly what happened with this other one I had to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a piece of merchandise. It was an entry into something that we would have nothing to do with.
Correct.
What I would like to do to make this simple for me, because I've been through this once before, it was a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
I would appreciate if you could, if you need to talk to the boss or somebody, I'd understand that. I would appreciate if you do two things for us.
Uh-huh.
Refund right directly to our credit card account that total of $59.89. And then destroy any record you have of our account, because this is definitely fraud.
Oh, okay. So, okay. So
and
what
it's
I...
Not, it's nothing tangible. You're not going to be out any money anyway. $59.89.
Understood. So I can't cancel the account for you, and I can get you transferred to the fraud department so that they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without authorization, and they will further get you a refund. I just want to make you aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge.
I sure appreciate that.
No,
I really like you guys tracking it.
Uh-huh.
And you're saying you can't refund the amount, but your superior can.
In the fraud department.
In the what department?
Fraud department.
Oh, fraud department. And
mm-hmm.
I suppose they're not working today.
Yes, they are. I can get you transferred.
Oh, that's great. you've got my phone number. It should show you on your, if you have caller ID or do you need it?
Is it 218-328-5946?
Roger that. That's correct.
Okay, I can get you transferred over to them so that
you
don't
you
have to hang up.
Me. Oh, you can transfer me. Oh, great.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
No problem.
And
give me
one. They'll probably need to start over with what information I've given you.
Well, I can notate the account so that they can just read the notes and handle it from there.
Great. I'll hang on the line, and you have been wonderful.
Thank you. Give me 1 second. Okay, I got your account notated. I got the account canceled to where you would no longer receive any future charges, and I'm going to get you sent over to the fraud department.
Thank you so much. I'll
no.
hang on the line, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
No problem. Thank you for calling.
Was your daddy military? You call me sir.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
Oh, well, anyway, I appreciate it. That Southern hospitality. Well, you're far Western hospitality. But you could have been born in Texas the way you talk sometimes. Thank you, Noah.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for calling Customer Service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Just one moment.